Fox News. Both sides not budging in the budget battle as Democrats dig in their heels over DACA. Fox's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Now, House Republican leaders are pushing a four-week spending bill to avoid a government shutdown tomorrow night.
The most responsible thing we can do is avoid that chaos and pass this continuing resolution that we're bringing to the floor.
But House Speaker Paul Ryan will not get help from Democrats who complain the measure falls short on community health care funding and fails to address deportation protections for young immigrants brought to the country illegally as children. There also may not be enough rank-and-file Republican support either. Conservatives are signaling no votes over fiscal concerns, Lisa.
Jared, President Trump playing the blame game.
I really believe the Democrats want to shut down to get off the subject of the tax cuts because they've worked so well. Nobody thought, including the Democrats, they could work this well. They've been so good that I think the Democrats would like to see us shut down in order to get off that subject.
The president speaking earlier today in Pennsylvania. Shocking new developments in Ferris, California, where parents are charged with holding their 13 children captive. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more live.
Lisa, David and Louise Turpin appeared in court handcuffed, wearing dark jackets. They pleaded not guilty to the 38 counts against them. David faces an additional count of lewd act with a child. Each is being held on $12 million bail. Attorney David Major has been appointed to represent Mr. Turpin.
They are presumed to be not guilty. We're going to provide a vigorous defense on behalf of Mr. Turpin. The case will be tried in court. It will not be tried in the media.
Before court, the Riverside County DA detailed the abuse they allegedly put their 13 kids through, including starving and beating them and chaining them to bed, sometimes for weeks or months. Lisa.
Jessica, thanks. Wall Street at the close, the Dow lost 97, and NASDAQ fell to the S&P off 4 points. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering 6 times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Marshall serving a warrant in Pennsylvania, shot and killed, the suspect also dead. Fox's Steve Rappaport has this live.
Lisa, the deputy marshal and 6 other officers descended on a home in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania before sunrise. They were looking for a woman wanted on a charge of making a terroristic threat, but got more than they bargained for after cuffing the suspect.
Preliminary indications from the investigation indicate that a male individual then exited the front of the residence, firing at law enforcement officers.
U.S. Attorney David Freed.
Gunfire was returned, and that male was killed.
The deputy marshal died at a hospital. One of the officers suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Lisa?
Steve, a former Milwaukee police officer acquitted in a fatal shooting that sparked riots, is taking a plea deal in a sex assault case that got him fired. Dominique Hagen Brown pleaded guilty to soliciting prostitution and obtaining someone's image without their consent. YouTube pulling the plug on a dangerous detergent dare.
Google pulling YouTube clips displaying the viral Tide Pod Challenge, where teens record themselves biting into laundry detergent tabs like candy for bragging rights. The online craze has sparked warnings from health officials and poison control centers. The capsules contain toxic chemicals. A spokesperson for Google saying in a statement, YouTube's community guidelines prohibit content that's intended to encourage dangerous activities that have an inherent risk of physical harm. The company says anyone who shares clips of the trend will be given a strike on their YouTube channel for violating content rules. Facebook says it, too, is removing the dangerous clips from the site and from Instagram. I'm Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
O.J. Simpson has no plans to move from Nevada to Florida, like he told state parole officers before he was released in October from Nevada State Prison. O.J.'s lawyer saying he has not filed any paperwork to move. Simpson was paroled October 1st. Lisa Lacera, Fox News Radio.
Here is the latest in local news from St. George News. The leader of an alleged doomsday cult faces a new round of charges. Iron County prosecutors have charged 34-year-old Samuel Schaefer with two counts of sodomy of a child and obstruction of justice. Investigators say Schaefer and John Coulthard were both members of the group known as the Knights of the Crystal Blade. Court records show both men married each other's underage daughters. An ordinance banning new tobacco specialty stores was unanimously passed by the Washington City Council last week following some revisions. The ordinance, originally presented to the council during a June 2016 meeting, governs the regulation, licensure, and land use permitting the sales of electronic cigarettes and related products within the city, as well as prohibiting the establishment of any future tobacco specialty stores. Weather for the area, partly cloudy and 60 today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming. Or is it cooling now? Or is it both, warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The president was the one who requested the cognitive test, that it wasn't necessarily needed for someone of his age. Did he tell you why he wanted it done?
What is your take of all the doctors and clinicians all across the country who have said that in this president they see symptoms of this, that, and the other?
Symptoms in what way?
Well, symptoms of dementia.
Do you keep a tally of how much golf the U.S. president plays?
Some of the president's friends have told reporters in the past that they think he's a germaphobe, that he washes his hands obsessively and is concerned about that. Have you seen any indication of that type of behavior?
Do you see any evidence of bone spurs, which the president said he suffered from? Is he limited to one scoop of ice cream now?
Does the president wear dentures? He mentioned the dental exam.
The president has no partial or dentures of any kind.
You said he doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke, and other than the diet issue, did you address drug addiction?
Drug addiction?
I mean, any other drugs?
Yeah, no, he has no drug addiction.
Do you see any evidence of
nausea, vomiting, water weight gain, lower back pain, receding hairline, eczema, seborrheic psoriasis, itching, chafing clothing, liver spots, blood clots, ringworm, excessive body odor, uneven tire wear, pyorrhea, gonorrhea, diarrhea, halitosis, scoliosis, loss of bladder control, hammer toe, the shanks, low sperm count, warped floors, cluttered drawers, hunchback, heart attack, low resale value on...
Hi there, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I got Uncle Milty with me, and that's about how it was listening to that ridiculous press conference by all of the news outlets, mainstream, inside the White House, asking, does he have a bone spur? How many scoops of ice cream does he eat? I mean, it just could not have gotten more ridiculous. Welcome to the show. And, of course, go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts. And make sure you email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Got a special guest now, and I'm so excited because this is I love just about every topic we have on the show. And this one I adore because we all have kids or grandkids, and we have ourselves, and friends are going to be a part of our life. It's going to be a part of our kids' lives. And how do they pick great friends? And I've got Michael and Cassie Boyd. How are you? On the line with me. Excellent.
Thanks for having the show.
Oh, you bet. Great. Absolutely. The book is called The Friendship Quadrant. Who are my true friends? How do I identify false friends? How do I avoid, even more importantly, toxic friends? And I love this subject because it's a hard one for parents to discuss with their kids. It's tough because the kids kind of give you an answer like, I don't want to talk about it, or usually kids kind of clam up when it comes to their friends. And what I've found in raising kids is one of the hardest things is their friends and that influence, because I tell my kids all the time, you're going to be who your friends are. And so, you know, you have to make sure that those friends are gold. What made you write the book? What made you guys finally sit down and do this?
Well, years ago, our oldest son, Sterling, oldest of five, he would come home from school really either frustrated one day or super excited the next day, or angry, or sometimes in tears. He was just all over the place. And when we got to the bottom of it, it was because of this one friend of his, quote, friend, who was different every day. And And we saw how it affected our son and our son's self-esteem. And he would make plans with this kid. And then if something better came along, the kid would ditch him. And it was just, it was really hard. So we got online. We went to the bookstores. We tried to find some way that we could help Sterling navigate through these difficult friendships. And we couldn't find anything. And so one afternoon, we were up in the mountains taking a walk, and we just talked about how we really have to empower our children. And so in the beginning, it was just for our five kids.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to come up with a tool that would help empower them, really.
I love
and
this.
So kind of where the Friendship Quadrant was born, up in the beautiful mountains.
I love this. Tell me, what does the why the quadrant? Because people are asking, why a quadrant?
Well, Kate, you know, we talked about how this is a tool, mm-hmm. and you mentioned how it's difficult to relate a kid about friends. And so we mm-hmm. wanted to come up with something that was simple and easy to teach. So the quadrants have two axes on them, and they measure trust and compatibility. So if you have a high trust, high compatibility friend, they fall in quadrant one, what we call true blues.
Okay.
If you have a low trust, low compatibility friend, you put them in the category of quadrant four that we call steer clear.
Ah.
And then we have quadrant two and quadrant three, which is kind of a mix of those two, compatibility and trust.
Love this. I love this.
That's a great.
Yeah. This is so needed right now in the age of social media and what that's doing to our kids and isolating them even more, going after the likes, going after this sort of fake facade of people mm-hmm. like me or don't like me or the bullying that's going on on social media. This book is so necessary. It's called The Friendship Quadrant. I can't even imagine a better tool for right now. Probably could help some adults, too, I'm guessing.
But my grandchildren are going to get copies.
What's that?
I said you talk about why the quadrant system, and it's because it's simple. We found after teaching our kids this, our daughter, who was in fifth grade at the time, was driving home with a friend who was in tears. Because of something her friend had done to her. And our daughter, who was in fifth grade, looked at her and just completely unemotionally just said, oh, sounds like a quadrant three to me. And so that mother, of course, called me and said, What's a quadrant three? You know, but it removes the emotion mm-hmm. and helps them identify what friend groups are safe. And, you know, for example, a true blue, they're reliable, they're loyal, they have your back.
What to look for.
So the types of friends that if you are successful at something, they're not going to be jealous of that. They're going to applaud you and be excited for your success.
I love that. I love that. That's fantastic. Because, you know, in this...
We all want to be that way and find people that are that way to spend time with.
Oh, Adam, 100%. You know, go ahead.
Just a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to someone, and he realized that his son was making some poor decisions. His teenage son was making some poor decisions. And he had pretty good evidence that his son was experimenting with drugs. And this son eventually shared the information with his older brother, who confided it with his dad because his dad already had strong suspicions, but the dad didn't want to break the mm-hmm. loyalty of his son. He didn't want to break his confidence with his little brother. So he said, why isn't he telling me? He knows I suspect something. Why isn't he coming forward and letting me know?
Mm-hmm.
And his friend said, it's because he doesn't want to lose his friends.
Oh, his brother said that, right?
Yeah, his little brother said, it's because I don't want to lose my friends.
Hmm.
And so here's a young man who's participating in drugs, mm-hmm. something that's very damaging to him, and he knows he needs to come clean. But the reason he won't is because of the influence of his friends. And so we all know people, every generation of mankind, there mm-hmm. are young people who make choices that are so damaging to them just because they want the acceptance of their friends. And they don't really understand what a true or good friend is. And that's what the Friendship Quadrant helps these young people to do. It helps them understand what a true or a good friend is, and it gives them guidelines on how to be a better friend, and it gives them guidelines on how to protect themselves when they do have these friends who they get along really well with, mm-hmm. but they're frankly not good friends for them to have.
Oh, it's perfect.
And calling it peer pressure doesn't get it done.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't, because that's really the answer right now is, well, just say no to peer pressure.
Yeah,
and that doesn't work.
Doesn't
because
work.
I'll tell you, in the teenage years, the friends shape their life more than anything. In the younger years, the parents do. But in the teenage years, it's the teenagers that do the most, especially older teenagers. If they don't know these skills, that's why I love this book, The Friendship Quadrant. I have got Mike and Cassie Boyd on the line with me. Steele Kazarian is also an author. It's a fantastic tool. It's a book to really help parents teach their kids what to look for in friends. I absolutely love this.
In the bad quadrant. In the bad quadrant.
In the bad quadrant. Four.
It does it describe to the children how it's maybe right. even better to not have a friend than to have a friend in this quadrant?
Well, the fourth quadrant, quadrant four, is more of an association. You know, those are the people we have to associate
yes.
with, because we might be on a soccer team, or we might mm-hmm. have a coworker, or we are neighbors with someone. But you have to get along, but there's a line that you draw,
right?
Because you know that is going to be a toxic friendship, or you have, you know, you're not going to go out afterwards and go to bars with these people. Or,
never
you know,
trust them.
Your interests
right.
are very different.
Yes.
The quadrant threes are the tricky ones we've decided, and those are the ones that have the most damage. Create the most damage, I think.
Yeah, we call them
the kids.
We call them the superficials. And these are the types of
yep.
friends that are sometimes they're the life of the party. You have a lot of fun with them. You enjoy being with them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they're really fun for you to be around. Mm-hmm. And so this confuses a young person, because here's this friend that's really fun to be around and great. And then and they're gonna go do something fun on Friday, and the next thing they know, they're ditching them to go do something else.
Oh, I've had a lot of experience with that with friends of my
mm-hmm.
kids. Oh, yeah. They all have those kind. Absolutely.
So if they understand, it's more them right now. It's not necessarily me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, it might be a little painful, but it's more them. They are choosing to break a commitment because something more fun comes
mm-hmm.
up.
Right.
Then again, back to being empowered. We talked about blind spots in our book, that, you know, when you're driving down the road mm-hmm. in your car and
right.
you've got that blind spot, something you can't see but others can, you know, we all have those things in us.
Absolutely.
That we have to,
We have 2 minutes left, and I just wanted to ask you, I know you've gotten a lot of good feedback, and I know somebody that gave this to all four of her kids and said this was just the most amazing tool for all four of her kids, helped them so much going through school, and I think that's what's great is all the feedback you guys must be getting on this.
It is very gratifying.
Mm-hmm.
We've given a lot of presentations to different schools, to different youth groups. And the feedback's been wonderful. I mean, for us, this is something that comes from our heart.
Right.
We know this information really does empower young people, and it can make a significant difference, sometimes not to be extreme, but between life and death.
Yes,
it
can.
Kids make really bad choices sometimes based on their friends, and those choices can lead to a very bad place.
Absolutely. Michael and Cassie Boyd, I'm so glad you joined me. The book is called The Friendship Quadrant. Run out and get it. If you're a grandparent or a parent, you need to have yep. this book in your arsenal. I'm not kidding. It really will help these kids right now. And they're going through so many things we didn't go through with the advent of social media. We need to have these kinds of tools. Michael and Cassie Boyd, thank you so much for joining me. Grab the book on Amazon. It's called The Friendship Quadrant. You can't miss it. Google it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I love this.
It's
Isn't
great.
That fantastic?
My All grandchildren right. will have it Tuesday morning.
Oh, yeah. It really is good. I've got it, and it's fantastic. Highly, highly, highly recommend. We're lucky to get Michael and Cassie Boyd on the line with this book. Be right back. Stay with us. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.
Every Tuesday at 5, tune in to Your Family and Your Retirement with Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
Hey, Carl Amar here for Nielsen RV. Matt's with me. What's going on this brand new year, Matt?
We stocked up heavy on everything from tent trailers, toy haulers, and motorhomes, and proud to announce our new product line, Grand Design, is here. If you haven't seen these trailers, you are missing out. We're hitting it harder than ever before with huge savings, and always, our warranty forever included at no cost to you. Let us get you on your next adventure.
Nielsen RV on Sunland Drive, exit 6 in St. George, under the gigantic American flag. And on State Street in Hurricane, don't forget NielsenRV.com.
2018 is here, and if you're like most people, January is the perfect time to make a New Year's resolution. Hi, this is Justin from The Mattress Store. Start 2018 with the goal to sleep better. At The Mattress Store, we believe in blissful, life-changing, and restful night's sleep. Save hundreds and take advantage of our 2017 closeouts, and you'll see why nobody beats The Mattress Store in Cedar by Lynn's, Washington next to Best Buy, in St. George on Bluff next to Ace Hardware, and now in Bloomington next to Walmart. Nobody beats The Mattress Store. Nobody.
This is Connor Akin.
And this is Quinn Olgan with Tango Express Car Wash.
Now that the new year is here, you've probably made some resolutions. Let us help you with one of them to take care of your car this year.
With an unlimited membership to Tag&Go, you can get your car washed as many times as you need, so you can take care of one of the biggest investments you own.
And don't forget, free vacuums and compressed air with any wash.
Stop by either of our locations on Sunset or River Road and get this unlimited membership for as low as $20 per month.
Tag&Go Express Car Wash on Sunset and River Road, open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
It is time. Time for exceptional connectivity. Time for great service. And time for no contracts and set pricing. Wait, what? That's right. AWI is now offering no contracts and set pricing. Call AWI right now and get an incredible deal on exceptional connectivity without contracts and with set pricing. AWI, connecting your world.
The St. George Water Store wants to say Happy New Year with a very special offer. Get 30 days of water service for your home or office free. That's right. No hidden costs, no delivery fees, no energy surcharges. Just refreshing, healthy, alkaline water delivered right to your door for no cost for 30 days. Discover the difference. What have you got to lose? Contact the St. George Water Store today to claim your 30-day free trial. Go to sgwaterstore.com.
You're a small business owner, but you're not advertising. You believe that the economy is still stagnant, that consumers are hanging on to their money. You think maybe you'll spend a little on advertising once things start to pick up, but you know what? By then, it'll be too late. Your competitors will already be advertising and taking a big fat chunk of your market share. You'll have totally missed the boat. The train will have left the station, and there you'll be standing all alone on the platform, watching slack-jawed as customers pass you by. Why? Because they don't know you're there, because you didn't advertise, because you didn't think it was worth it. Every moment of every day, someone is buying something. People are shopping right this second, making choices, making purchases, and if you're not talking to them, someone else is. Advertising greases the wheels of commerce, fuels the engines of economic expansion, connects consumers with companies and buyers with sellers. Advertising. It works. Your competitors know this. Why don't you? A message from the Radio Advertising Bureau, Adweek Magazine, this radio station, and the famous Radio Ranch.
This is Kate Daly. I love my sponsors. Best Mattress, the best place to buy Tempur-Pedic with every model on display. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else? St. George Ink and Toner. If you want to save money on ink for your printers, see St. George Ink and Toner at 42 South River Road. And Beehive Homes. When you want the highest level of care for your loved ones, go to BeehiveCare.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. You know I need someone. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never need anybody's help in any way.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. Glad you're joining me. I got Uncle Milty with me. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the phone lines are open. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. You can call in from anywhere in the country right now. Also, 435-673-1450 as well. So you got 888-673-1450. And happy to take your call. I love that they wrote that book, by the way. Kids are really struggling. Yes. Because the kids are getting meaner. They're I can't, I don't, we've had five, okay? I have two stepkids and I've had three. Mm-hmm. And let me just tell you the experience of raising kids. It's much different with this group of kids now than it was with my daughter, even my daughters going through high school. Totally different experience.
If we look at the liberalism mm-hmm. that goes on, one thing that we see, and we see it a lot with the president, mm-hmm. is how they try to belittle people, mm-hmm. and they enjoy it. And they get their self-esteem from belittling other people. And the children in the schools today are like that. And the more they see it affects kids, the harder they are on that kid. They start yeah. ganging up
they
on
do.
Them. And boy, this is a great tool. I can see, I haven't even read it, and I can mm-hmm. see already what a great tool it will be for children today to deal with these people that they meet.
Well, I think it takes off the personalization
yes.
of it, so it's not about you.
They're just a number.
And yeah, and then you can kind of, you can know what to look for, yep. all the qualities, and then you can number them. It almost will become kind of a game. Well, that's a number
a
two. That's a number one.
That's right.
And that way it makes it a little bit more palatable for the kids, so they can go, oh, okay, I know. That's them,
well,
not
I
me.
Have to I love deal with that said. Guy. He's on yeah. my football team.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. I can just associate. I don't
that's
have to be friends.
That's a great
friends.
Book.
Yep. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to comment on what you just said, that the kids are getting meaner. And it is really true, not only meaner, but a little less educated and mm-hmm. less respectful, less courteous.
Yeah.
And I want to share some experiences that tell me that what Uncle Billy was just talking about, largely it's the government schools. For several years, I worked with the Freedom Project Academy,
mm-hmm.
and one of their outreaches was to go to the homeschool Christian conventions. And when I worked in Pasadena, we had 5,000 people every convention. And the kids would come along with the parents. And it was just a cultural shock for the rest of us that other people saw, too. These kids were so courteous, polite, and attentive. They were real mature in their ability to listen, and they wouldn't interrupt, and they would converse. But it was also just the courtesy, how courteous and polite they were. There was something like out of 1950 or 1960.
Mm-hmm.
And so kids don't have to be that way today. But what's the difference between these kids? Well, they're Christians, that's one. And they're homeschooled. And the kids that we're talking about, or you're talking about, on the show right now. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be that way. And I just want to reinforce what Uncle Milty said earlier. We got to get our kids out of these government schools.
Yeah, thank you for
Amen.
That. I really appreciate it. Yeah, they really have changed. And I'm not just saying that like all older people go, oh, those darn kids. They're all terrible now. No, what I'm saying is I've noticed a huge shift between 5 years ago and now.
Oh, yeah.
Completely different. So just so you know, I actually want to shift gears just a little bit, and I want to open up the phone lines. We'll take your calls with intrepidation. Just kidding, we'll take your calls, and I want to hear from you on the State of the Union's coming up. Trump's been in office for a year, and I'd like to kind of know from you where do you think we're at? What do you appreciate, don't appreciate? Where are you at with the first year of the presidency of Trump? Because when I put it out on Facebook, you know, why has he fostered so much hate? I mean, I'm not talking just dislike.
He hasn't.
Hatred, right? And a lot of this is coming from the progressive liberals who just can't get it through the skull that he's president, and they're doing this big impeachment march.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks, I guess. I don't know if that was a real picture, but he was wearing a shirt that said impeachment
yeah.
march. He's been really vocal, like Meryl Streep. They all
mm-hmm.
belong in the same
oh, yeah.
little club. Anyway, and so this is going to take place. And a lot of people, a lot of pundits out there are talking and saying, you know, they just can't get it. We had to deal with Obama, just deal with it.
Yeah.
And just let it happen. I mean, let the guy be in office and do his thing before we say anything. My gosh, this is crazy. But I'd like to know from you, 888-673-1450, what do you think? Where do we stand? Where successful year? Not a successful year? Do you disagree with something Trump has done, or do you generally like what he's done? I sure would like to hear from you. I'd like to know, because I feel like we need some sanity, number one, because I swear to you, if I hear one more mainstream news report on it, twisting something, or one more poll that is garbage because they ask a particular question trying to get a particular answer, I'm going to scream. It's getting to be enough. And so wherever you're calling from, 888-673-1450, we invite you to call in and let us know how you feel.
We need to speak out. We need to be honest, mm-hmm. because the left and the media are already telling us we're going to lose the 2018 midterm elections.
Yeah.
They tell us that every day. I don't believe that. But I believe that their constant bombardment that we are going to is going right. to cause us a problem.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I think these first years have been just a gigantic success.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's been a lot of successful things done. Yeah.
If Hillary would have got in, I think we'd be in open rebellion right now.
Very well be. Yeah. That's true.
We probably wouldn't be talking on the radio either.
You know what? She was vehemently against yes. radio shows like this. She yep. wanted all of us banned. She wanted to put huge regulations on talk radio mm-hmm. for political speech. And that was in her, that was part of what she talked about on the campaign trail. You know what? Yeah. Would this show exist? I'm not quite sure. I'm sure that regulations would start rolling in about now.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You're right, and I can't even imagine what that would have looked like. So thank you for that. Appreciate that. That's crazy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I know. I'm trying to get there. Call up, 888-673-1450. We want to hear from you. All right, I'll take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, there's a couple things that I have been super excited that mm-hmm. Trump has done this year. I agree with the last caller, overall a successful year.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a few things that are sort of a disappointment okay. and a little bit surprising.
Let's hear it.
For example, he kind of got off the Hillary bandwagon pretty quickly, like that, no, we're not going to lock her up and all mm-hmm. that he originally campaigned about. And then other things that he's gotten so fiery about that you're like, oh my gosh, it's sort of ridiculous. Like the whole thing about Bannon and the book and then mm-hmm. just sort of drawing attention to that, in fact.
Right.
And then secondly, looking at some of the things that he said, even offhandedly or jokingly, mm-hmm. that just aren't appropriate. Like, when he was speaking to the man who was there with the Native American group and he's talking about Pocahontas or whatever it was, it's just, silly little things like that mm-hmm. are sort of surprising and disappointing. But mm-hmm. the economy, I think the job market, things like that are definitely looking up.
Yeah. And I can't imagine what it would be like to stand there and get the lies told about you and the insults and the ridiculous lies told about you. And I think that's why he goes there with the whole Pocahontas, because just like what he did with the fakies last night, he's trying to let America know, I think, that, oh my gosh, these people are out of control and they're attacking me left and right. But I understand what you're saying, though. I get it. And what do you think he's doing right?
I think that the economy just mm-hmm. speaks for it, that people mm-hmm. feel that, a businessman being in that position, that speaks for it. Mm-hmm. And the Dow, that does scare me a little bit. It's never been that high before, so we just don't know what to expect and what mm-hmm. that's going to look like
right.
if it comes down.
But it's better than at an all-time low.
The motivation behind, how business is moving forward, mm-hmm. that all to me tells a story that it's a successful choice that has been made for the country.
Right. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was a great call.
I understand what she was saying, but I look deeper.
Mm-hmm.
She made a point of him talking about Pocahontas when he was with the Indian veteran.
Mm-hmm.
I think he does those things on purpose to show us that it's okay to say things the way they are. Because the Indian veteran was not upset at the comment.
Yeah.
The white liberals were upset at the comment.
Well, the media made
the
a
media
big
was upset.
Mm-hmm.
But the person who supposedly should be upset really wasn't. And I think in a way he's showing us that we've just gotten too oversensitive to everything mm-hmm. based on political correctness.
Yeah. And what the job that the media does is just in.
And you have to overcome that somehow.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's crazy. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that the beautiful way to explain how Trump has done things was with Apple today.
Mm-hmm.
And just an example of the $400 billion that was outside of the United States.
Right.
$350 billion of that is now coming back into our country. Yeah. But the kicker is this. The tax that Apple would have paid before the change was 35%.
Mm-hmm.
Trump changed it to 15%. And that's a $30 billion windfall for the U.S. government.
Yes, yes.
Now, if you're a liberal, you're mad because he changed it to 15%. But Apple would never have touched that money at 35%.
Yep, absolutely.
And tax cuts work every single time.
Yep. Amen.
And that, I can't understand why people don't get it.
I know. You know, that drove so many businesses out. I did a whole show on that about 2 years ago or 3 years ago under the Obama administration, 35%, and we drove so many businesses out of America. It was insane. So I get it. Thank you. I'm glad you made that point today. Really appreciate you. Great call. He's exactly right.
Yeah, and that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to drive businesses out.
Yeah.
But he was so right. That money would never have been brought back into the United States at 35%.
Yeah.
But it now has generated $30 billion in income for the government, for the taxpayers.
Right.
For our tax cut. They kept saying, how are you going to pay for this tax cut? How are you going to, that was the liberals. How are you going to pay for this tax cut? Gee, maybe this will help.
Oh, so true. Yeah, I do. There's some really good developments this year that I'm really appreciative of. I'm appreciative that he points the finger at the media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that he's the only president that's done that, which is really great. Now, I wouldn't have expected it from the other presidents because they were bought and sold with the media. And so, but I don't think he is. And I think that's why they're so against him.
But he's
pointed it out. And I'm glad that he's done that. That's been great. I'm glad that he pulled us or is trying to pull us out of the Paris climate. I don't think it's a done deal yet, but has voiced that opinion and is trying to do that out of the Paris climate deal. I am glad that he's voiced an opinion of trying to get us out of the UN. He's the only president to ever say that.
Uh-huh.
What president do you ever remember in your lifetime, if you're listening, ever said they wanted to pull out of the UN? Mm. The UN is so destructive and not a peacekeeping group.
Let's
just wrap that up with a bow. The fact that he'd like to pull out of that, one world government club is nice. I appreciate that. There's a lot of things that I could probably name for you. All right, we'll take the caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, I'm really pleased with President Trump's performance.
Excellent.
I think it's great to have a president that loves and believes in America again.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the way he's stood up to the United Nations and that he's cut the size of the two national monuments.
Yeah,
I think he's on the right track, and I'm very pleased with his performance.
Thank you for that. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate that. Yeah, somebody was telling me, I think it was on Facebook, they're not as Christian. He's not as Christian as I'd like him to be. And I go, we're not.
How do you know?
Well, we're not nominating him for pastor. I don't expect Trump to fill those shoes. What has he done as president? That's what I want to know.
Right.
And everybody attacks personality, but personality is I don't care what his personality. We got swagger and mom jeans and well-written speeches with Obama. Look what the backside of all of that looked like.
Mm-hmm.
We got all kinds of crapola with Obama for 8 years. I would rather have somebody that had that maybe something didn't like their personality but was doing some things right. I mean, jeez.
Well, and he's done all this with so much going against him.
Mm-hmm.
If the 2018 midterm elections turn out well for the conservatives, and he has a real majority in the Senate and a real majority in the House, imagine what he can do then with the support of Congress.
Well, if they'll do what they say they're going to do. They just passed FISA, warrantless. Senate passed it, by the way, warrantless FISA.
Yeah, but we can turn over half of them.
Hope he vetoes it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jen Myers with Balanced Healthcare. Can you imagine having precision-based healthcare that is specific to you? Well, what if I told you that is the future of medicine and the future is now at Balanced Healthcare? Exciting, right? Imagine we can actually look at your genetics so we can personalize treatment and care. No more guessing, no more practicing inside the box as that form of medicine does not work. Look, we can't change the hand we are dealt, but now we can recognize possible genetic mutations, look at lifestyle choices, and the environment in which we live. Your genes make you special and unique, and that's exactly how we will approach your care at Balanced Healthcare. If you're tired of the conventional approach or being told that a medication, supplement, or fancy diet that works for everyone will work for you, let us customize your care specifically to you, for you. Schedule your genetic testing with me, Dr. Jen, at Balanced Healthcare.
Pieology Pizzeria is opening Friday in St. George. At Pieology, you get to choose just the right amount of their 8 signature sauces and more than 40 of the freshest toppings to build your perfect pizza on Pieology's delicious house-made crust, all for one low price. It's made right in front of you, then stone oven fired to perfection in less than 3 minutes. You can create the perfect salad, too. Choose from 3 lettuce options, then load it up with crisp vegetables, savory meats, and all the fresh toppings you can handle. You have to see their line of all the tasty ingredients. It's amazing. At Pieology, you create your perfect pizza. What a great new way to take the family out. Everyone gets what they want. Right now, you can join their Pie Life eClub at Pieology.com and get a $5 pizza offer sent to you after they open in St. George on South River Road next to Yogurtland.
My name's Kathy. I am 57 years old. I'd like to tell you a little bit about my experience with Red River Health and Wellness. Basically, I was experiencing some pretty severe arthritis. I had headaches, brain fog every day. I started actually losing some of my memory. It was affecting my work a little bit. I constantly had swelling in my hands and feet and in my belly. My energy was just getting lower and lower. Also, I was gaining weight. No matter what I did, it seemed like the pounds just kept sneaking on, and this sort of sense of hopelessness was kind of coming over me. I went searching online and found Red River. I'm really thrilled, and I feel like I have my life back. I feel a lot more comfortable and confident at work because I can rely on my memory now. I would say get in there, get that free assessment. It's worth it.
If you are suffering with persistent thyroid or autoimmune symptoms, then give Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians a call, 767-9355.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Do what it please.
To the Kate Daly Show. By the way, you can email me, Kate, at katedalyradio.com. I'm always up for guest suggestions and comments on the show. I love them. Even the bad ones. I get hate mail, too, and I love it, too. I got Uncle Milty here, and, of course, the phone number, 888-673-1450. You can call in live, 888-673-1450. And, you know, we're funny creatures, because when I ask the question, you know, did Trump foster hate? Why has he fostered so much hatred? I mean, I'm talking about hatred. And all people could do was talk about his personality. It's so funny to me. When I want somebody to do a job, I'm not there to have them move in with me, and they're not my best friend. I just want them to do a job. And you know what? Nobody had a problem with his personality. We actually kind of thought it was endearing that he boasted about himself all the time. Now that's totally turned, mm-hmm. and now he is the liberal progressives just crucify him. And what's funny to me is we didn't think that way. And we're not taking him to dinner. I'm not going to eat dinner with him. I just want him to do his job, and he's got a lot to do. I didn't expect him to do everything I wanted him to do in the first 12 months.
No.
I don't know if anyone can, and I think that would be ridiculous to think somebody could do that. But I'd love your calls. 888-673-1450. Caller, what's on your mind? Go right ahead.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. You want to weigh in on this?
Before I start ripping on Trump, let me just say that I think he's a great guy and a great president, probably one of the best we've ever had. But I do have a couple of concerns.
Sure, go for it. Let's hear it.
I'm not a big fan of giving land back to the states. I see a lot of cases where the state doesn't do a good job of managing it. It ends up going up for sale, and then nobody has access to it. I'm also not a big fan of reducing some of the restrictions or the regulations. You have to be really careful there. Companies will take advantage of that. I don't know which ones he's wiped out, but I guess just the general thing there is to be careful because we might see mercury in our water, smoke in the air or something if you wipe too many of those out. The third thing that I would like to see him do more of is work on the deficit, and we're facing another budget increase here, and so we're going in the wrong direction there.
Okay, all right.
But other than that, I love what he's doing.
Okay, well, thanks for weighing in on it. I really appreciate it. Go ahead.
You know, one of the things that he just said was that he's worried about the regulations that have been changed. But mercury in the water is not what's going to happen. The president spoke actually very eloquently on this point. He said, I'm not doing away with the important regulations. We're not going to have bad water and bad air. He said, what I've done is make it so that in order to get something done, you don't have to go through 9 layers of government.
And that's been the problem, and it's been very restrictive, and it has really saddled capitalism.
So the regulations that say you have to go to the FDA, the EPA, the this, the that, he's wiped those out.
Yeah. Because there was so much of a crazy cycle you had to go through in red tape.
Layers of it
that he had to do that just for the sanity of businesses. The mercury, I don't worry about mercury in the water.
Well,
I don't think that's a... Anyway.
And speaking of sanity, when you have a government, Javier Becerra, the Attorney General in California, used to be in Congress, said today... California passed a couple of bills that went into effect this year. And he said today about employers, we will prosecute those who violate California law, meaning these new laws that prevent employers from turning in illegal immigrants to ICE.
Okay.
So he's saying we will prosecute those who violate California law and don't help us protect those who are violating federal law. That's what he's saying. It's so twisted that we have to do something about getting government smaller and out of all this stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing with the regulations.
Oh, yeah. And it was so needed. We have to reduce the size of government. Every government has piled on, every administration has piled on more government. He's trying to reduce the number. It is difficult when it's at the growth rate that it's been to get that done. And people are expecting that in a year. It's crazy. But he's trying. He's trying to reduce
it. Oh, he is.
And do you know of a president that's tried to do that before? They've all grown government. nobody's tried to actually really reduce it. Let's hope he just keeps continuing with this trend.
Yeah, you don't see any help wanted ads for all those people that quit on Zinke the other day.
Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Hey, Uncle Milty. How are you?
Hi there. Go right ahead.
Hey, so this is from a purely psychological point of view. Trump knows people, and he knows their motivation, he knows their insecurities, and it is really fun to watch how he is patient and sets these people up that are supposedly our leaders, and it, if you will, exposes them in such a way that the only thing they can do is to get this stuff moving forward the way that Trump wants to get it to move forward. Everyone thinks Trump is thin-skinned, and perhaps there is a little bit, but he knows people,
yeah.
And he knows how to set people up and really expose what the true motivations of people are, and people are now seeing it,
mm-hmm.
And that's part of that draining the swamp, and I love what he's doing.
I appreciate your call.
Amen, brother.
Thank you. I really appreciate the call. I love that. Thanks. Great call.
It is. That's exactly
and
what's going on.
I also like the calls with concerns, too.
Oh, sure.
We should always be kind of looking and seeing. I think sometimes, though, we get lost in the narrative of what the media is pushing on us and the opinions and the ideas, and we forget about what the 8 years was like, mm-hmm. And what happened to us, like Cash for Clunkers and Benghazi and Common Core and the Dream Act and Bo Bergdahl, and you've got the Mexican cartels, and you've got Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, and you got Valerie Jarrett, and all of the insanity over 8 long years,
yes.
All of those things, the unemployment they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
And so we find ourselves in this year being very hard and critical. I get it, because I am too. But I think sometimes we have to go, now wait, how critical am I being compared to what we just had for 8 solid years? So I try and just kind of be fair and a little bit more balanced about my expectations.
Well, and we can't let the media tell us what to be critical of.
Yeah.
I think a lot of what people are saying they're critical of comes from what the media is pumping out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Is he really guilty of those things, or are they just planting seeds to make us think there mm-hmm. might be something?
Yeah, and sometimes things take a couple more steps, and mm-hmm. it's not just one little move that does it, and I think sometimes people lose their patience, and, oh, see, he's not going to do it.
Exactly.
He's just all talk. And I'm like, well, wait, you have to wait until it's done.
Right.
So I try to be fair about that. Through just the first 5 years of Obama's administration, they imposed new regulations on business that cost $46 billion a year for businesses, to have to try and deal with, by the way. So in answer to that one guy's call, we need to totally deregulate. I mean, we've gotten it to the point. Like, that's what I was trying to make that point. That was just the first 5 years mm-hmm. of Obama's presidency, by the way. But we're talking Eric Holder, Mexican cartels. Under Obama, the CIA spied on the Senate. The NSA grew. Solyndra was handed $535 million of
Fast
taxpayer money. The IRS targeted all of Obama's political enemies under his direction. The EPA and the IRS doing illegal activities left and right. Veterans were all left with very poor health care, right? All kinds of things. And so I'm talking an Obamacare. Haven't even mentioned Obamacare. It's endless. And so if we don't remember what we just got out of and try and realize, if you had to walk in to all 8 years of that going on, palletfuls of cash going to Iran, you have, oh my gosh, it's just insane. If we don't realize that he can't undo all of it in one single year, then we're crazy, because no human being can do that. I mean, there's no way. And plus, you're dealing with a Congress that is so horrid. They just passed warrantless data collection on all of you.
Yep.
And you know what? How would you like to be president with a Congress that pretends that they're conservative and then passes this garbage? If I was trying to work against the deep state and I had a Congress like this and I had people lying about everything I was doing and tried to have this going, I can't even imagine what that would be like in 12 months. But I try and give him some credit for the things he does right. Because if we don't, I think that's only fair. And I'm going to be critical. I've been critical of some things I haven't liked. But I'm not going to like everything. That's the point. How can you like every single thing a president does?
You can't.
You can't. It's not human nature. I don't like everything my husband does.
You don't?
But I love him.
My wife loves everything her husband does.
She's lying. And you believed it. So I think our expectations, it's when you start to add up, do you know Common Core, $7 billion spent on Common Core? Already the biggest fiasco, the biggest mess, hot mess, that this country is dealing with besides Obamacare. hiring his friends to do the website, and it totally flunked and failed. There's so many things that we just, I think Americans out there have to take a breath and say, okay, we got, maybe we can have some positive things happen, and let's just let them happen over the next 4 years, because you know what? We don't have any control anyway. He's president. You might as well look at the things he's doing and say, okay, because what do you do? I mean, when that one person on Facebook was saying, well, he's not Christian enough for me, I'm going, oh my gosh, how do you compete with that? Well, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm sorry he's not your ideal pastor-like person. I guess I just didn't expect that from him.
Instead of worrying about the president,
yeah,
let's take all that energy and worry about the congressional election that's coming up.
Yeah.
Make sure your congressman is the right one, not just some incumbent because you know his name.
Oh, yeah. Get the little guy in there, the little guy that loves the Constitution, yes, that will stand and not be bought, please, or blackmailed.
We have a great opportunity.
By the way, and I know the big fish that probably some of you are concerned with, the Federal Reserve, that we have a lot of issues with deep state going on, and I get that, and I'm hoping that some of that can be rooted out. I don't know how much, and I don't know what the expectation I have, because it's so deeply rooted in. But let me say one thing. Donald Trump is the only president to address the March for Life, which is happening tomorrow.
Amen.
Do you know all of them wouldn't do it? They would not stand for that. And he is. So kudos to him for doing that, because I'm vehemently against abortion, and I'm glad that he is for the March for Life. That he's actually taking a stand.
Well, I mean, that says something.
Well, it should, yes. That he's taking a stand. Historically, it's been ignored by every president, and so the things that he's doing, give him credit. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't do it all, and he doesn't do some of the biggest fish that we talk about on the show, well, I don't know at this point if we even can at this point.
But speaking at the March of Life is a huge, huge thing.
Yeah, it is.
Because what he's saying is, I know that there's a majority of you out there that are really against abortion, and I'm not afraid of the minority. That's what he's saying.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. It's symbolic significance.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
It's very symbolic. And so I appreciate the things he's trying to do. And I think that since we don't have any control over this now, in this 4 years, why not just get behind it and try to support it as much as you can? Stay critical. It's fine. But we're all such armchair quarterbacks. It's so funny, because can you imagine everybody armchair quartering back the job you're doing 24/7? Oh gosh, I'd be in a world of hurt. So
yeah.
I try and
he give, doesn't listen.
No, I try and give kudos when we can give kudos, because we haven't been able to give any kudos for a really long time. And especially me on the show, I haven't been able to. It was hard to say anything that the President Obama was doing that I was okay with. So for how many years?
You know how to tell if the president's listening to you?
What's that?
You're on his cabinet.
Oh, so glad you tuned in today. That book, by the way, was The Friendship Quadrant. Get that for your kids. You really need it. Trust me. They need it. They need it. They need a tool to help them pick friends. And also, you can go to Amazon for it, The Friendship Quadrant. And be faithful, be fearless. This is The Kate Daly Show.
The old saying about New Year's, out with the old, in with the new. I get it. Man, do I get it. I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and we've got so much new inventory, we need to move out the old. Seriously, we're so packed, I lost one of my managers last week. I know he's in the warehouse somewhere. We just can't find him. Anyway, shop now and save big with the lowest prices in town at our January clearance sale at Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
The holidays may be over, but Findlay Kia keeps on giving. Right now, get 0% financing for an entire 75 months. Plus, 90 days deferred payment option on a 2018 Kia Forte, Sportage, Sorento, and Optima. Start your new year outright with 0% financing and 90 days deferred payments on a brand new Kia. From Findlay Kia. On the saving side of the freeway. Because we believe in you. FindlayKiaSt.George.com. On approved credit through KMF. Excludes Optima Hybrid and PHER model. Frontier 1720 FICO score financing. See dealer for details.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.
There may be a way to